ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the programs To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبيب لها ولا راغي.
What non-Muslims say about Ali, the first successor of Prophet Muhammad? Wilfred Matalong, professor of Arabic at Oxford University, says the following about Imam Ali in his book, The Succession to Muhammad, A Study of the Early Caliphate, pages 309 to 310. In face of the fake Umayyad claim to legitimate sovereignty in Islam as God's vicegerents on earth, and in view of Umayyad treachery, arbitrary and divisive government, and vindictive retribution, they came to appreciate his honesty, his unbending devotion to the reign of Islam, his deep personal loyalties, his equal treatment of all his supporters, and his generosity in forgiving his defeated enemies.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the programs To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. One of the great lessons which we learn from the universal persona of Imam Ali is this concept of living a very simple and humble lifestyle, to the extent where even our food is simple and humble. So we find in one of the traditions in the historical texts that a person by the name of Suwaid bin Ghafla reports, "I went to see Imam Ali alayhi salam while he was in the seat of the Khilafah, the Caliphate," meaning he was the Caliphate at the time. He says, "I went and I saw that before the Imam, there was a bowl of sour yogurt, the smell of which I could even feel. And there was a loaf of bread of barley, the husk of which I could see was in his hands. The Imam was breaking the dry bread with his hand, and when the bread was too hard to be broken by the hand, Imam Ali would break the bread with his knee and then dip it inside the yogurt." He says, "Imam Ali asked me to approach him and share with him the food. I apologized and said that I am fasting." Dear friends, it is so interesting when we compare this universal persona of Imam Ali as far as the simplicity of lifestyle, the simplicity of food. And on the other hand, again, when we compare it to the leaders of the present day and the extravagance in which they live and the extravagant clothes and the extravagant lifestyle and the delicacies and foods which they eat, we really find it refreshing to see how Imam Ali, a true leader, lived, eating sour yogurt, and that too just a small bowl, and barley bread, which was hard and tough to eat. And even then we find that Imam Ali was willing to share his food with others. Truly, is this not a profound lesson for our age? A lesson which deals with the simplicity of life, the simplicity of bread, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
You for the protection of the day when property will not avail, nor sons except he who comes with a heart free from evil.
اتخذت مع الرسول
and I ask you for protection on the day when the unjust one will bite his hands, saying, "Oh, would that I had taken away with the messenger." And I ask you for protection on the day when the guilty shall be recognized by their marks, so they shall be seized by the forelocks and the feet. Ask you for protection on the day when a father shall not give any satisfaction for his son, nor shall the child give any satisfaction for his father. Surely the promise of Allah is true.
Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi talks about the personality of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And I would like to begin with this very question about Amir al-Mu'mineen. And the question about who is Ali is actually a very simple question. What I want to answer tonight is the question of what is Ali. There is a difference between who is Ali and what is Ali. To further explain that, let me quote to you a hadith narrated by Imam Ahmad al-Nisa'i and Muhibbuddin al-Tabari. These are all Sunni authors and scholars of high status. They have a narration from somebody by the name of Abu Sa'id al-Khudari, a very prominent companion of the Prophet, respected by us also. And he says that one day we were sitting waiting for the Prophet in the courtyard of Masjid al-Nabi. The house of the Prophet and the Masjid were all, you know, close to one another. Then he says, we saw the Prophet coming out of his house, holding his slippers or his sandals. And one of the sandals, you know, the strap was broken. And so he first looks at Ali, goes to him and gives him, and he says, you know, repair this for me. And then he sat down. And he says to them, إِنَّ مِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُقَاتِلُ عَلَىٰ تَعَوِيلِ الْقُرْآنِ كَمَا قَاتَلْتُ عَلَىٰ تَنْزِيلِهِ. He says, among you in this audience today, he says, there is someone among you who will fight for the true ta'wil and interpretation of the Quran the way I fought for the revelation of the Quran. So the Prophet is saying, when I was receiving the Quran from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the tanzeel was happening, mushrikeen were opposing me. I mean, I was fighting for the tanzeel of the Quran. Then he says, a time will come where Quran will be there. And there will be no problem of mushrikeen anymore. But there will be Muslims who will challenge the interpretation of the Quran. And so now he says, the way I fought for the tanzeel of the Quran, there is somebody among you who will stand up and fight for the ta'wil, true interpretation of the Quran. And according to these narrations from the Sunni scholars, Abu Bakr stood up and he said, am I the one, Ya Rasulullah? And Rasulullah said, no. Then Umar ibn Khattab stood up. He said, Ya Rasulullah, am I the one you're referring to? And the Prophet says, no, I am referring to somebody who is repairing my sandal, pointing towards Ali bin Abi Talib, alayhi salatu wasalam.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.